Prime Minister Andy Burnham has warned that the National Health Service could face collapse unless major reforms are made to England's social care system. In an interview with the BBC, Mr. Burnham said he does not want to leave office without delivering what he described as substantial change to social care. The Prime Minister stressed that improving support for elderly and vulnerable people is essential to reducing pressure on hospitals and ensuring the long-term future of the NHS. New behind-the-scenes footage released by the BBC has provided a rare look inside 10 Downing Street as Andy Burnham became Prime Minister. The exclusive report follows the first hours of the new government, highlighting the atmosphere inside Number 10 and the challenges facing the Prime Minister as he begins his time in office. French President Emmanuel Macron has called an emergency crisis meeting as wildfires continue to spread across southwestern France. Firefighters are battling large blazes threatening communities near Bordeaux, while forecasters warn that another intense heatwave could make conditions even more dangerous in the coming days. Thousands of hectares of land have already been affected. In the United States, two people have been killed and five others injured in a shooting at a food festival near Seattle's famous Space Needle. Police say officers responded quickly to the incident and have launched a major investigation. Authorities are urging anyone with information or video footage to contact investigators. Prime Minister Andy Burnham has also reaffirmed the United Kingdom's continued support for Ukraine ahead of a visit by President Volodymyr Zelensky. The two leaders are expected to discuss military assistance, economic cooperation, and Europe's ongoing response to the conflict with Russia. In Germany, police have confirmed that a suspect linked to an attack during Berlin Pride was shot and killed during a police operation. Officials say the incident is under investigation, while security remains heightened following the attack. Girl Guiding UK has unveiled its first major uniform redesign since 1990. The organisation says the new uniforms are more comfortable, practical, and inclusive, reflecting the needs of today's young members while maintaining the movement's traditions. Weather experts say some of the United Kingdom's driest regions have missed a much-needed opportunity for rainfall ahead of another expected heatwave. With reservoirs under pressure and dry conditions continuing, authorities are encouraging the public to use water responsibly. Meanwhile, Palestinian officials say Israeli settlers have set fire to mosques, vehicles, and farmland in the occupied West Bank. The incidents have further increased tensions in the region, with international leaders once again calling for restraint and the protection of civilians. Manchester will remain warm and mostly sunny today, with only a few passing clouds. Temperatures are expected to reach 26 degrees Celsius, with light winds and dry conditions throughout the day. That's the latest news from Neckoff Radio.